touch anything.
It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.
Welcome to The Real Deal with me, Larry Lawton, and I have a great show today. We have special guests in the house. I have John Torres and his son, Dan Torres. Oh, it's Torres. Yep. You never know in today's world. But no, they are, John's been a friend of mine for a while. I got to meet his son, and they have a comic book business. Yes, comic books. So this is going to bring back a lot of memories to a lot of people, and we're going to get into that here in a minute. And now, before I even get started, I want to thank Oliva, my sponsor. We just came back from Nicaragua. Wow, what a trip we had. Great time in Nicaragua, everybody. We learned everything. I was there for 5 days. I'm glad to be back in America. That's what I will say. Nick will say that too. So this show, everybody, and I'm jumping right into it. First, John Torres is a investigative reporter for the Florida Today, the biggest paper around here. It was. Do you know the owner of that paper? I knew.
Al Newark.
Yeah. I helped this kid.
Really nice man, yeah.
Yeah, I helped this kid. I've been to his pumpkin patch. I've been out on his, you know, where he rode up in that little spot and all. I knew him. I actually was at his house the day he died. That night, he died. I knew his wife well, too. I knew his kids, too, and I helped some of the kids. He was a nice guy.
He sure was.
Al was a nice guy. He did a lot for the community.
Yeah, like a real visionary, too. You know, he was way ahead of his time.
Oh,
you know?
Listen, the USA Today, that's him. It's not just the Florida Today, it's the USA. It's a shame. I don't know where newspapers are going anymore.
I know, tell me about it.
My people mom's here. My mom will buy it.
People are stealing them.
Yeah. Yeah, not here. No, I don't think that's going to happen. Well, John and I, like I said, I know John. He's an investigative reporter. He's been on the show. We talked about his show, which is called Murder on the Space Coast.
Right.
And it's a podcast. First of all, John, welcome to the show.
It's awesome to be here, Larry. As always, thanks. And I love your new setup. I enjoy being on the couch. Very nice. I feel like I'm a little far away from you, but I'm sure we'll get used
to it. We find it all right. I mean, we have all the cameras everywhere, and we find that it's easier on guests, actually. They feel better. They sit in the couch. They can relax.
Can you see past all the cameras?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is my camera? Right. I don't even know. Is that working?
Yeah, it's on.
I don't know.
I hope.
I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, that's good.
There's good. A lot of them.
Yeah, there's so many cameras around here, right? And then we got Dan, your son. And Dan, we were just talking before the show. Dan is, I guess, our son is the same age, give or take you a little bit. My son's a hair older than him. But Dan, wow, you're an ecologist, right, you said?
Yeah. I work for a septic contractor, doing ecological surveying, stuff like that for new construction, so...
Wow, good for you, man. Yeah, I love that.
It's fun.
As a person who was RVing, we're always at places where tanks and, you know, how they have to set those stuff up.
Yeah.
We just fixed our actually whole tank in the back. We had a leak and you couldn't
pretty
find
bad
the leak.
Oh, jeez.
And, oh, wow. We took
it's pretty bad.
Yeah. We took the place apart because the smell.
It was unattached from the tank itself. Okay. So it was just running into the RV.
Oh, running into the, like, out the side.
Right.
Went out the butt. Wow. And it wasn't even the water, because it ended up water. We caught it so long ago. Is we couldn't find where the leak. So we patched one spot, and we got the smell. And where is that smell coming? We found it. We fixed it. So
thank God for that.
Yeah. Wow. You can't drive that thing.
The whole pipe was just,
I'll meet you there. I'll fly there and meet you.
Really.
You drive, Nick.
And none of the mechanics in all of Florida and Georgia could figure it out. It was a C-clamp. A C-clamp popped off of a pipe.
One charged me $18,000. No joke.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
18 grand.
That's wild.
Jeez. Man, let me tell you. I'm telling you,
sent us to Winnebago.
To open up a business. I really, just honorable people. I know a lot of people have RVs, you know, wealthy people. And all they want is someone to say what they're going to do and fix it and don't try to screw them.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And they'll pay. They'll pay a premium. You know?
Once we opened it up, it got pretty simple.
It was simple.
Once we just like opened it up.
That was a skit on Nathan For You. You ever watch that show with Nathan?
Nathan
Fielder
For
on HBO?
You is hilarious.
So I don't know. Young guys. What is this? Skit. Another one?
Yeah, there's We've a skit where he wants to help like a local mechanic.
Yeah.
and he wants the mechanic to give honest quotes to the customer. So he hooks him up to a polygraph and he asks the question, is this the correct quote? Is this what's wrong with the vehicle in front of the customer?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And that way the customer knows whether or not they're getting an honest
That is awesome. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you watch South Park?
I used to, a long time ago. Yeah.
We're a bunch of South Park.
Nathan, for you, he's definitely on the spectrum. It's like spectrum comedy. It's amazing. It's the driest.
Is it Gio Vaughn stuff?
No, way drier. It's like way more like, am I watching someone that I should be watching?
Is this or real?
Is
or
he
is
in
not?
On it?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Am I, you know,
have you seen him make on The Curse yet with you know, like Emma Stone?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Is it acting? Is it like actual acting?
It's acting, awesome. But he's like himself, right? Yeah. He's so cringy.
Yeah.
And it's like you can't watch him.
I have to sit you down and watch it. He goes, his intro is like, oh, I graduated like top of my class.
Yeah,
and
he's shows
his
report.
C plus, D plus, C minus. Yeah. It's the driest comedy. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I usually watch stuff like
that. He goes and he gives failing business owners like the worst advice that probably would work out. And he has to jump through a bunch of legal holes and like do stuff for the law. Yeah. It starts it's here fantastic. And it ends over like all the way over there.
Me of, like, what's that, Trailer Park Boys or something?
Yeah.
You know? That's kind of in that realm. But anyway, John, I want to talk about the comics because people are going to hear comics and we are going to get that in 2 minutes.
Yes.
I really wanted just a quick, any updates on Crosley Green, because you're the one who really broke that case.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for asking, Larry. So he's back in prison and because he was denied, you know, like parole, what they said was that he wasn't eligible for parole for another like 30 something years, which what happened was when he was released, he was like still in custody because he was on house arrest.
Sure.
But they restarted his clock on you know, when he's eligible for parole. So that's a mistake. So his lawyers are working behind the scenes trying to get him a like, new hearing on to reestablish when the clock should be. Because he never had one bad note. What do they call him?
Infraction
prison?
Or a shot.
A DM. They call it infraction. He hasn't had one. In over 30 years in prison, not one.
The warden, that's so unheard of, right, you know.
I exactly.
Mean, I had many.
His warden wrote an affidavit on his behalf saying he wished everybody in prison was like Crosley Green. I mean, when he was out for two years, he was working. He fell in love. He's engaged. He's just a real family man. So I'm really hoping that will go through. And, you know, what they used to say was that you have to admit your guilt.
I was just going to go there.
But I think the lawyers are trying to work out a way where maybe he can say something like Morgan Freeman in the like Shawshank Redemption. I'm not the man I was. He was a bad dude. He was selling drugs and all that. But he's not going to admit to anything that he didn't do. You know, he was offered 7 years on this, you know, and he said no. And
listen, the guy is, I did the law work for 10 years. You know that.
Yeah.
I did law for 10 years. And I've seen cases and read more cases than more people will ever want to read. His case, man, I read it and read it and read. He's an innocent dude.
Oh,
he doesn't belong in prison, man. Yeah. And that is a miscarriage of justice, and it's done maliciously. I personally think people who do that, you know, they're protected under the color of law, but I disagree with it. I think there should be what they call deliberate indifference. In the law, if you can establish deliberate indifference, they know something and they still went against or hurt somebody. It's called deliberate indifference. That's a standard they use in the federal system. I think if they use that system with more people, because that's how you win cases. I won a few cases against the Florida state prison system because we proved deliberate indifference. In other words, a guy gets hurt or gets stabbed at this spot 5 times in the year. Well, you know people are getting stabbed in that blind spot.
Oh, right, yeah.
Why don't you put a camera there or cut it off and do something? Stop the stabbings right there. You know it's happening. How many times does it have to happen before you know? So it's deliberate indifference to it. And that's a standard. Once you pass that standard, you could hold them accountable. And they always settle once that happens.
Mm.
And that was our trick. Mm. But besides, so anything on the innocent part?
Well, you know, he's out of options. So it's really just
such a shame.
Clemency, a pardon, or like parole is, you know, basically it. And for any of your, you know, viewers, Larry, who are wondering what the heck we are talking about, have them check out, you know, season 5 of Murder on the Space Coast. It's a podcast available on all the
podcasts. We'll put a link too in this.
And season 6 just came out in December about John Gayden. He was a doctor in Indy Atlantic. He prescribed more oxycodone.
Absolutely. No. He had a hot dog stand outside his thing.
I live right around the corner from there. And I thought it was...
Are you in Satellite Beach?
In the Atlantic. Unincorporated, but it's...
I know exactly. Yeah.
He prescribed more oxycodone in 6 months than the entire state of California did in a year.
Right. No. He was the doctor. Yeah. He was the king of it. He literally had lines wrapped around, I mean, with a hot dog stand out there.
Exactly. Wow. And so we talk about all of that on the podcast too, Larry. That's
He's in prison now.
He's in prison, yeah.
What did he get?
He got...
20 years?
About 20 years, almost 20 years. And so he'll be 83, 85 when he comes out.
I think they're doing things where they're getting easy. To be honest, I think they're doing things now. They have to. I've been doing a lot of stuff. I just did the last week stuff on how brutal the prison system's getting, and it's getting worse. And sadly, we live in the worst country in the world, and it pisses me to frig off when we talk about human rights with any other country when we have the worst prison system in the free world. I mean, any non-third world country. Germany, France, Italy, Spain, all of them, Sweden, Norway. Every one of those countries have a better prison. They have lower incarceration. They have a lower recidivism, and they have a lower crime rate. So, I mean, everything. Why are we so screwed up on this? Because it's money. But we're not going to get in. Now I want to get into what you guys are here for. This is going to be fun. We're really taking this on a great direction, everybody. So thanks for sticking with us on that one. Listen, I got John Torres and his friend, son, Dan Torres. They opened a comic book company, and here's what they did for us. We're actually going to be giving two comics away. John's going to give, right? John told me. And Nick, we can discuss, all of us, how we want to do that to the audience. Nick can't have them. He loves comics. Oh, Nick's a comic guy.
I brought some extras for you guys. Don't worry.
Yeah. I'll take it. I just lost all my comics, so I'm a little butthurt online.
What do you mean you lost them?
I lost them all. No, I moved, and they got left in a bin somewhere.
Well, you can rebuild with our first
issue. Yeah, I could start. Yeah, it could be the start now.
You're a new collection.
I've been a little mopey for the past couple.
I don't blame you.
No, he was. Mopey. I remember. So I don't
it was a good like 300 of them. A whole bin. Just. I don't know where it is.
Now, okay, let's get into the comic book business. First of all, John and your son Dan both chime in. Why did you start a comic business and where? I mean, I don't hear one from around here, so that's pretty good choice.
Yeah, well, it was actually... He was working on an issue first. So why don't you go, Dan? How did you start that?
Yeah.
The idea for that. And
I love that you're working together, guys. Yeah. I do too.
Yeah, for years, I kind of just had this like loose vision in mind of something called something centered around an old fishing spot in upstate New York where we used to go fish on the weekends called Toxic Pond. I'm not sure what the actual name of the pond was, but there was like a culvert pipe that dumped out into the pond or something like that.
So it was like the East River where we used to go swimming.
It was in this town called Fishkill.
The prison's there.
Right, exactly. I-84. And so we had an old abandoned Ames, although he says it was Kmart.
I thought it was Kmart, but no, I think you're right.
I think it was Ames. Yeah. It was abandoned, and I don't know how I found it, but like behind it is this huge pond. And there are fish all over. So we used to go there and fish. And then one day we see a pipe, leading into it. So I just called it Toxic Pond as a joke,
It's a drainage pond.
So far, we're starting off with facts. This is a factual comic book. It's a real location.
Loosely based on
Loosely based.
Yeah.
No, so you guys come and you decide to open up.
The idea first for this.
So it's just kind of an idea that I had been floating around for a couple years, nothing really concrete. And then just one day just decided to try my hand at writing a comic. And I think you were trying to write a comic book at the same time. We decided to start a comic book publishing company, basically. Yeah. We started looking into how to form an LLC. And
so you guys have always been into comic books together.
Yeah, for sure.
So you got him into comic books?
Yes, and I was into comics because my dad used to love...
Oh, that's cool.
And you will know this, Larry, Classics Illustrated. My dad had the whole collection. And I would go with him on Saturday mornings when I was a kid to shops when he needed, one or two issues for his old class. And I used to love that, seeing all the old comics and the smell of old comics. And just knowing that some other kid held those comics in their hands and just read them, there's just something so magical about that. And so, and he was a like poor kid, my dad, so he couldn't afford books. So he read all the classics in comic book form, you know, like Three Musketeers, Ivanhoe, all those stories, and he knew them all. And so then when I was a kid, I loved comic books and I loved Spider-Man. And I would I would read anything that had Spider-Man in it. So I had all the like Marvel team-ups.
Yep.
You know, like Marvel Tales and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I really, really loved sort of like the horror comics. Yeah. Werewolf by Night, Tomb of Dracula.
Dracula, you remember Dracula?
Mephisto.
I remember Dracula.
Mephisto's in there, Mephisto.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then when I was 11 years old, my dad would always get me a really special Christmas gift that wasn't on my list. And so it was the five volume set hard copy of the old EC comics, the like Tales from the Crypt and the Vault of Horror, all collected. It's $1,000 on eBay right now.
Wow,
that collection.
It's in my garage, yeah. But
it's in my garage.
Yeah, it's in my garage. I know.
You better put it in your shop.
I know. So I read all the, and I just love how like the bad guy always, you know, always gets punished, you know, like by some supernatural, you know, force in those things. So
I was into more of the, I mean, I wasn't a big comic
book robbing.
The robbing. The robbing. No, I was more into, I liked Superman. It was my always favorite, whether it's even TV shows or Batman. Just the basics. I sometimes, you know, I got into the, if you remember the Mad magazines when you folded the cover.
Yep.
And you remember that? And you fold the cover.
The
inside
back cover was always like a secret message.
Right. Yeah. You fold it three ways and match and stuff.
It's a treasure map?
No, it was kind of like weird. It'd be a picture or something like that. And I got into a little of those, but, and a couple of comics. I got into the sports books. I was a big sports junkie.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I mean, from, you know, my brother and I got the first home run hit in the new Yankee Stadium in 77. We jumped the right field bleed, dollar a seat.
You got the ball?
We did, and we lost it in the sandlot. We literally lost it in a boatyard along Locust Point.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and it was the home. Chris Chambliss hit it, and we jumped the wall, and my brother and I were the first two people ever on the new jumbo scoreboard. And we were on the back cover of the Post and the Daily News, two kids jumping over the wall.
Someone find this paper. It's a paper?
Oh, it's a newspaper.
So it's there. It's somewhere in the world.
You'll definitely find
Somebody find this paper.
Somebody find when it. When was this? Cool as hell. Two kids.
Wait, when was this?
77.
77, I think it was.
I went to the All-Star game.
Okay, I can find it right now.
In 77.
Yeah, that year was when they had the new refurbished Yankee Stadium, you know. I have not been to the new one. Have you?
No, I haven't. Well, I'm a huge Mets fan, as is my son.
Yeah, I noticed that. Have you been to the Shea Stadium?
Yeah, it's it's called Citi Field. It's beautiful. Field. Oh, my gosh.
I actually have a connection. A friend of mine, Gordon, son is some kind of big wig with the Mets.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. And he had...
What part of New York is he not touching?
He touches everywhere. That guy's Illuminati. I think he is. But let's get into the comic books. Do you have a shop?
No. So
tell us if you're online, you have a shop.
Oh, well, yeah. It's
technically.
You know, like spacechimpcomics.com.
What is it?
Space Chimp. So our company's called Space Chimp Comics.
Oh, that's cool.
Gotta tell me how you got
Coast.
That.
Well, it's for the Space Coast. And we both love chimps. I mean, who doesn't love a chimp? So our logo is a chimp in an astronaut outfit reading a comic book.
That's cool.
I love it, man.
Actually, you can show it to him, Dan.
We'd love to see it. We'd like to put it up.
And so we started this company in October, I think, and the first issue just came out. If you want to hold it up, Dan.
This is your own comic?
Issue number one just came out.
It just came in the mail today. So I ran home, showered.
Oh, that's awesome.
Unboxed them. Wait a minute.
You guys are writing your own comics?
Yeah, we're writing them. And then we hire artists.
Oh, that's cool.
To, you know, do them. And
this is bad. I thought you just had a comic book shop.
No, you're selling
comics.
No, we're creating them. Yeah, we're the actual creators.
I love this. This is like me as a writer. I'm an author for a few books, and I love it.
Yeah, and so Tales from like Toxic Pond.
Didn't you get it from the Toxic Pond tale?
No, I got it, but I was just getting to the story of how he got it. I heard why he's getting into comics. I thought maybe, okay, now we love comics so much, we just opened the comic store.
But what about the Toxic Pond?
Because there's no comic store here.
But what about the Toxic Pond?
I just thought that's how he got into it.
Oh, okay.
You know, he went with his dad to the pond, and they got into comic books.
We were going to start getting spooky on the Toxic Pond.
So eventually we're going to have... several titles. Right now we have one title. It's called Tales from Toxic Pond. We have about 7 or 8 issues probably written.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so he wrote issue number one. I'm really proud of him.
I love it. People can buy this right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to buy it.
We're on Instagram and Facebook at Space Chimp Comics.
Chimp Comics.
Right. And the website is coming very, very soon. It's almost going to launch soon. But if you just like Facebook us on Space Chimp Comics or Instagram or even Twitter.
Any social media. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We will hook you up with you know, like some comics. And,
no, I this is cool as hell. I mean, I want to see the creative writing now because I love reading. I have a lot of friends who write books and, you know, I'm in that circle. So, and you know, you'll read it. You get a lot to know about the style of the writing. The guy you know, and you're thinking, wow, he wrote that. Like right. You're saying, I was just partying with this dude. He's not like that, or he is like that. You know what I mean? Oh, I see it now. You know, whatever. Like me, the people go, oh, nah, he's too crazy or whatever. But now to see this, I'm dying to see what it is.
When he sent me his issue, you know, just like just the actual story, you know, the actual script, I guess you call it. I don't know. I was blown away, and I was like, "Wow, my son can really write, and this is really good." It's like sort of like Twilight Zone meets EC horror comics a little bit. Like,
so there's got to be a hero and a villain, and I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, every issue is a like standalone story.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so cool. It's like Twilight Zone in that regard, and so we're alternating issues. He wrote the first one; I'm writing the second one. In fact, mine is done.
Well, I know you're a writer. Yeah. Too,
are they standalone with the same characters or different characters?
Well, if you want to,
so there's a narrator that pops up in every episode to kind of introduce the story, kind of like the Crypt Keeper and Tales from the Crypt, or like Rod Serling and Twilight.
I was just
Zone.
To say this reminded me of Twilight Zone.
Yeah, yeah, hugely influenced by Twilight Zone. Rod Serling is like one of my heroes. My icon.
Wow.
So
that's
that was good. That was one of the big influences for writing the book. But yes, we have a narrator that pops up in every issue. And then Toxic Pond is kind of like a loose location that can kind of be anywhere at any time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pond monster that might appear in certain issues. And it's like a shared universe in a way.
Yeah,
there's
a lot
of like references that pop up in every issue.
And are these long, short, or, you know, like comics? I mean, you'll see most comic books aren't that long, but they're not. I mean, they're enough to get you hooked, I think.
Yeah, like 24 to 36 pages.
Yeah.
And illustrated the works. We got to put some pictures up here too, Nick.
Yeah.
What I love about it too, Larry, is the whole international aspect of this. Because of the internet, we found websites where there are artists that are looking for work. So, you know, and I will let him talk about who he's dealing with. But I am dealing with a guy in Brazil, an artist in Rome, one in the Philippines, one in Egypt, and one in Nigeria right now. And so we email every day, and they update me as to what they're doing. I have like 3 or 4 comics in the works right now.
At all times, sure. Yeah. You got to keep editing it.
Right.
You know, it's funny because my audience, I'm 60% United States and 40% worldwide. I'm heard all over the world. I'm heard in, I think, 100 countries now, Nick, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100 countries.
Wow.
And that's numbers that are going up on YouTube. So it's not just a few. It's hundreds of thousands in Latgear and all these crazy places. Who the frick knows Larry Lawton in these places? But, you know, we got an audience. So I get it. And that's a great move. So are these like kind of like, I mean, you don't know the world, but so they're just story based. There's not like a religion aspect to them. There's not a good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like a really good read, a fun read. You feel good after you sit down and read one.
Yeah, it's just for entertainment, and we're just, you know, like hoping to write really good stories that like people like.
Are they age appropriate? That's good. You know, ask. You know,
no, yeah, there really isn't any vulgar language or nudity. I mean, there's, you know, some mild violence, but that's really, I mean, maybe PG-13 rating.
Come on, that's the last Superman had violence,
right?
Batman had violence.
Yeah,
yeah. There's Dark Knight comics that are pretty out there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Violence.
I am now dying. Now this is good. Can I see one?
Yeah. So is it like?
Pass that over, Nick.
Is it supernatural? Is it superhero? Is it?
There's a supernatural aspect to it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of horror meets like classic sci-fi, like Twilight Zone.
So the people are like normal. They don't have, you know,
But there are some stories that contain like superheroes.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
So
that's cool.
I have an issue that will be coming out probably in 2025 now, where I created this like superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Who's at the end of his rope because he feels like he's not making any difference at all.
Yeah.
And he's going to kill himself. So he jumps into Toxic Pond. Mm. And that's how the story begins. And
oh, that's cool.
We'll let people... and so we may actually do like a little like spin-off on that character.
Yeah.
And do a like superhero issue with him or something at some point.
You could do like two
this,
ways.
This
like,
looks yeah. great, guys. I mean...
comes out all bad or he comes out all good. Yeah. yeah. I like how comic books can always just be like, or, you know, let's rewrite the same comic, but just change this one character in it. Right. It's not even the main character, but it's going to mess with the yeah, whole exactly. story.
Yeah.
I like how they can just
this is pretty it. Good. Now, it says issue number one, Jan, February. You do one issue every other month?
So we're trying to do one about every 3 to 4 months right now just because the Kickstarter campaign usually takes about 30 days.
Every 3 to 4 months, you said?
Yeah, it takes about 2 weeks to get the books back from the printer, you know, ship them out. So we're doing about every 3 to 4 months, I think, is our release.
Yeah, so we have this new
right
Kickstarter
now.
That is going to go up on March 1st.
Yeah, let us know about that.
Yep. We'll and, you know, after we reach our goal, that book is done, and then we'll have the money to go send it to the printer. And so that'll come back hopefully, you know, by April, right, Dan?
Yeah.
The you know, I'll talk to you after the show about somebody I know from the Bronx who's a publisher.
Okay.
And he might have some ways. I mean, he publishes Amazon bestsellers and all that. So I mean, he'll come here, we'll hang out, and we'll, you know, I'll ask him about this. He might have some good tips for you.
Very cool, yeah.
If not anything else. I think it's pretty cool. I'm just loving the aspect. I thought, you know... it's reminding me, comic books to me are just what it is. You look, you know, attract you, your eyes. You know, your eyes always attract.
Yep.
You know, I'm a reader. I'm an avid reader. But obviously, these are great for, like, quick reads, I call them. You know, you're waiting in the doctor's office right. and you got your comic
book. Comic books are actually way harder for me to read as a kid than normal books.
Really?
Because there's so much to get distracted by. Like, I could open it up and then, like, go to the bottom right instantly and be like, oh that picture's so cool right there.
Yeah, but don't you want to go back and see what's happening? That's
yeah, I know, but like first as a kid, you know, ADHD or whatever it is, just being like, whoa, hold on, what's on the next page? I'd like, it took me forever to actually get into like, okay, let me start up here at this bubble right here and like actually
now,
follow it.
I haven't been in the comic book, you know, genre realm forever. I'm getting old. Is there new ones always coming out with the old ones, like with Batman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every Wednesday, yeah.
They still
every
coming
week.
Out. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Brand new heroes, brand new titles, yeah, all types of stuff. Yeah.
Really? They're still going on?
Like I just said, same stories, but they'll change one character's like role in that story.
This so this was your creative, really genius, Dan?
Yes. This issue I wrote, I lettered it. It's such an involved process. You know, going into it, I didn't know any artists. I didn't even know how to really start
So you guys aren't drawers. You guys don't draw.
So I wrote the script, and then I sent the script to a penciler, and he pencils it, and then he inks over the pencils.
Do you have to send him a storyboard or anything?
So the script is broken down panel by panel. So it's page one, panel three, this is what happens. This is the dialogue.
Mm.
And they draw it, and they send it back to you. Hey, is this good? And, you know. And then that gets sent over to a colorist. So the colorist will color over the pencils and the inks, and then they send it back to us, and I'll letter the book. I put in the word bubbles and the dialogue and all that stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
And that cover is an homage to the old Tales of the, you know, like Tales from
the Crypt.
Cover.
Yeah.
So I like that.
I noticed it when I turned in here and looked at it in white. You know, the way it's coming down the drip, you know.
So every issue is going to have, about three different cover options?
Yeah, about three.
Oh, that's
three
cool.
Covers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know,
and do you get to pick on the website what cover you want?
Yes, exactly.
That's cool. Yeah. That's really cool.
Do you have others with you, Dan, or no?
I brought two different covers. So that's the Tales from the Crypt homage, and this is a Tales.
Same book, though.
It's the same book, but like a different cover artist.
So you're going to have different covers for the same episode?
Yeah. You know, three.
Is that common today?
Yeah, it is. It's called variant, you know, a variant cover. And then we were also offering... like these two covers are our special covers in foil edition. So it's even more expensive. And, you know, but like people like to collect those and they.
Yeah. People are still collecting. Well,
wow.
We all know people are still collecting comic books, but people are still buying like hard discs for like video game art.
Yeah.
They're back to doing records. Vinyl.
Well, they never stopped.
Comics
never stopped.
Right.
No, I'm saying vinyl. I remember you and I grew up with 45 member record players.
Of course, yeah.
And a little 75, 77.
Like Taylor Swift sold the most on vinyl or something.
I think she went nuts.
Adele sold a lot on vinyl.
So what does a comic book cost a person?
to make? Or
no, no, no. I'm a customer.
So it really depends on the cover. So on our Kickstarter, like the cover A is like a $10 cover shipped.
The book is $10.
Right, yeah. Basically $10, yeah.
And then, but a foil of the like special cover is what, mm-hmm. like 20 to 25?
Yeah, 20 to 30, depending on how many we print, you know. The
is there a big market? Have you guys looked at the market for this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
He has. I mean, he's been doing an awesome job, you know, marketing and...
Business plan, the whole work. Yeah. Good for you, Dan.
Yeah, yeah. Reaching out to local comic book shops, reaching out to other creators, you know, just trying to network with people, basically, to build our brand, essentially, you know.
Shout out to your buddy in, like, Palm Bay that does comic books also.
Yeah, Travis Gibb. He's an awesome local comic book creator.
Travis Gibb, he used to work on your website. Yes, I know Travis.
Yeah.
He used to be up over on Minton Road there in the back.
Yeah, he's a great comic book creator. He's helped us with our Kickstarter.
Catholic church there. Not Catholic, the Christian church. Whatever that church is, I forget already.
Wow. And local attorney, Daniel Martinez, is also
I know Daniel
some,
Martinez,
some,
too. You know, he's up in Palm Bay, too, up on Emerson.
Yep,
Emerson. Like yes.
And Jupiter, not Jupiter. Yeah, Jupiter.
Yeah, Jupiter and Emerson.
Yeah, they're behind the gas station.
Yeah, he also writes, books as well.
Oh, I didn't know. He has a boxing gym in his place.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez, I know it's a small world. So Travis does this too?
Yeah, I actually met with Travis yesterday. He helped us kind of set up the Kickstarter for the next issue. But he's been doing it full time now for 5 or 6 years. He's much
more
established
than we are. Wow, tell him I said hello if you talk to him, man.
Absolutely, for sure.
Man, yeah, when I first started, I didn't know what I was doing, obviously, you know, and they did websites or computer stuff or whatever it was. Talk about not knowing computers, getting out of prison. See how really what I didn't know. But I think it's just great. So there is a market for comic books, and is this an average price? Because I see on the one issue you have $9.99.
Right. Yeah, that was kind of just as a joke because the old EC Comics used to have, you know, 10 cents, 12 cents on there. So we were selling that one for $10, so I put, you know, 999 cents on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I did something different. Yeah. Now, I mean, obviously, shouldn't there be a spot with the prices?
That's the price.
Yeah. Yeah, there should
be. You put $10 on the bottom.
Because we're selling most of them on our website and on the Kickstarter and then online, we haven't really gotten into, like, the prices
traditional
on the covers
pricing.
Yet.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just something to think forward because, I mean, I think something like this, listen, people get into it. You get people hooked on the story and they just want to keep going. I know as a reader in prison, if I had this, I'd be telling people, send that in.
Were there comic books in prison?
Yeah, but they had to be cleared like anything else. You know, you couldn't have hardcover books. You had to have softcover books.
Well, so understandably.
You want to hear something that's awful that I wrote about? They won't let a lot of newspapers into Florida prisons now because of one thing, our word jumble.
What?
Are you kidding me?
The Florida Department of Corrections says...
they can use code or some shit.
That somebody could be sending a code to an inmate. So somebody at USA Today who's like doing our word jumble every day is like sending some sort of code to an inmate to do what? To riot? To like, you know,
that
shank
is the
somebody.
Stupidest thing in the world when they all have cell phones now.
Yeah.
I had a guy on a prison a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And he's telling me what they have now, and I'm like, oh my.
They have air fryers and cell phones.
They got Amazon.
They got Amazon, real tattoo guns.
They can buy
you
a comic.
Oh my gosh.
No jumble, though. So.
Yeah. No jumble.
No jumble. No. Jumble's the big killer.
Yeah, no codes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's, well, you know, nothing surprises me with the prison system. We know that. I just did a couple, I guess, of scathing. So we're gonna start reading more about this character, correct? Obviously. So how long have you been trying to do this, Dan?
A couple years, and really revved it up big time last year. I met with Travis and kind of told him my idea, and he hooked me up with some artists and some other creators that he's worked with in the past. And so that issue took about half a year to get, you know, just for, you know, the funding and getting pages back from the penciler and all that stuff.
You know, that's going to become, as a business guy, as an author, as everything else, all of that's going to become so secondary in a minute.
Right.
It's the content that's got to keep coming.
Exactly.
And everybody doesn't, even with YouTube or whatever I do, I mean, I've grown. I have not had a month where I dipped in YouTube. Never. So, you know, it's this climb. It went boom, then it goes, but it's still going, you know. And it's about content, you know. I'm always thinking, always, you know, with mobile studios, everything. You know, obviously you guys know that. John, you know that as a writer for the paper.
Well, I mean, what I'm so proud of is that I really think, and I'm not just saying this because it's he and I, but...
I love that, too. Congratulations, that,
well,
both of you.
Yeah, it's awesome to work with my little guy.
Oh, man.
He's 6'7".
But, yeah. 6'7", and 33. Are you an only child?
No. Far from it.
In fact, his like sister is your daughter's age.
Oh, so 20,
we had kids at the same time.
We did. Yeah, wow. That's wow.
What was I saying?
You were appreciative.
You're going to be coming to a group
with your son.
We have a Bronx group here. You're going to be coming to.
Our stories, we think, are really good and really well written. A lot of times you'll see a like comic book, well, not a lot, you know, like sometimes great cover, glossy art, whatever, and you read the story and you're like, yeah, it's okay. You know,
or not enough. You know, you'll see one page has got one thing. You know, all right. You know, make it a little bit more than that. I mean, I don't want to read the thing on the way home on the bus. You know, get on at East Tremont, get off at Locust Point,
and you're done. Yeah, get thrown away.
Pretty much. I mean, remember that? Yes. So,
and, we're hoping that like our quality of like storytelling, and we're hiring really good artists, and you know, like really talented people to illustrate it for us. But you know, it's almost like you asked me that time what it was like to write a play. You know, like, do I have to like write everything like he walks over to the table? Well, that's sort of what this is like. So in each panel, we have to write down what the reader is going to see. So we'll say, you know, close up on the old man's face as he's looking at the pond. The sun.
So
is shining.
you write that.
Write all that out.
The reason I only asked as an author myself. It's hard for me to. Do you come up with the pictures first, or the idea of the picture, and then move the story? Or do you write a story and then break it up into parts and pictures? What do you do?
That's pretty much exactly it. The second part there. Yeah, I'll write
a whole story.
I'll just write a whole story and I'll break it down panel by panel. So I'll write panel one, and this is what's happening. Panel two, this is what's happening. This is the dialogue, and then I'll break that up into pages. You know, so I'll say, okay, maybe. Yeah, I try to break every page up as if it's like a scene in a story. So, you know, the first page might have six panels, second page might have five panels, and I'll just break it down until I have a full comic book, and then I send that over to the artist.
And how do you know I always wonder, like, I know because of, you know, what I write, but how do you know what's too long, too short? Obviously, you don't want a comic book to be, you know, thick like my book. You want it to be...
You might. Huh? You might.
I had a
good point.
A writing professor at Fordham University. You know, go Rams in the Bronx. He was a priest.
Michael K. went to Fordham.
Oh yeah, right, yeah. And he taught creative writing, and we'd ask him how long should it be, and he always said, try to think of it like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject, but short enough to keep it interesting. So, I mean,
all right, you know, I can go with that. That's a good one.
We could drag on stories. Now, I do mine a little differently from Dan. I do the outline, so I have the outline, and I'm always like, you know, like talking into my phone when I have like an idea for a story. Then I sit down to write it, and I just kind of go as it's coming to me. You know, like I liken it to like Stephen King wrote in his book on writing. He said that, you know, writing a story for him is like sort of driving in the fog. You can see just in front of the car, but you're not really sure what's up the road.
And that's, so even you don't know what's going to happen.
Right. I mean, like, I'll know how it's going to end, and I'll know what the, like, twist is, but the journey...
It's a matter of getting there. Yeah.
But the journey, you know, might be, like, a little different. So
and you might add stuff, take stuff. Yeah.
So we have, like, two styles of, like, doing it, but they're both right, so...
Yeah.
Dan, were you always creative? I mean, this is creativity, obviously.
I wouldn't say that I was always creative. I think I was raised in a house where I was expected to play sports. You know, so I was in karate and baseball and basketball.
And Mets.
In the Mets.
And be a Mets fan.
Yeah, exactly. I took a creative writing course in college, my undergrad, and, you know, being raised around writers and stuff, you know, I just kind of naturally fell into it, I think, you know. Discovered I had a little bit of a knack for it.
Right. Well, obviously your dad does. He's been writing his whole life.
For sure. He's very modest. He's really an accomplished writer. I've actually read some of his other stuff now, and it's really good. And he's
are you an author already? Are you a published author?
No.
I mean, you are now.
I've written some articles for some environmental publications and
written for your thesis, maybe.
Yeah, I know. Well, my master's thesis was like 45 pages.
Yeah, so I knew.
I had to write that.
Yeah, you didn't write. Today they don't write it. They go to ChatGPT.
AI wrote it.
Exactly.
That's Nick. Go AI.
I told you what happened with that
team
with me,
AI,
right?
For sure.
Did I tell you what happened with ChatGPT? We're sitting in here.
I can't form a paragraph that makes sense. You
Nick
know?
Is
I
just. Can't.
I'm more of a bullet point guy.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's very good at what he does, obviously. You know, cameras and tech. Oh,
yeah. But I am really more of a bullet point guy. Just like, totally. You know, let me make a list really quick.
So he first starts here, John, and I says, okay, check, write these emails, take these, you send them out. And he's taking all of them. What's going on? And I'm a writer. So he gives me an email. I says,
what the fuck is this?
And you know me. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck? What did I hire here? I knew what I got. I says, we got to work on something. I'm really thinking I'm sending him to some school, something. All of a sudden, 2-3 weeks later, man. I said, man, something's going on. What good job. And I commend him. I says, whatever you're doing, Nick, keep doing it. You're writing great. I love the
description. So I told him I was taking night classes.
I said to him, your descriptions and the videos are good. And, you know, the back end, all that kind of stuff. And I said, Darian as well, my editor. I says, man, you guys are doing a good job. I'm brilliant. He looks at me and he couldn't stop because I got to tell you.
It was just
something.
So exciting. I was like, I don't want to keep this a secret anymore. This is cool.
Right.
Like,
he goes, I'm cool, using ChatGPT. What? The hell is this shit?
Yeah, I was like, this is cool. You know, I was like, it's making me a better writer.
He shows me thinking I'm going to get mad. I ain't mad. I fell down
I knew
the
you
rabbit
weren't
going
to get mad.
No, I didn't get mad.
No, I said I knew you weren't going to get mad. I was just getting excited. I was like, I want you to see this. I just wrote an entire biography on you in a couple seconds.
Yeah.
I was like, look at this.
You know, someone like myself, there's so much information on the internet.
Yeah.
Get it. Right. It writes like wow, that makes me look good. How did you do that? But... And then he goes, and I go, what? And I fall down this rabbit hole. He goes, oh, Darian's using it too. I said, no, he's not. He's in Canada. You know, calls Darian.
I was like, yeah. Like, I'm using it. I know how ChatGPT's talking. Like, I totally can
tell
he's using it.
If you just use it, we can tell.
Yeah, yeah.
So I call him. I was like, are you using it? He's like, yeah, why would I waste my time on descriptions? He's like, of course I'm using it, dude. Yeah. But we rewrite everything. And,
no, you have to. Yeah.
Now I know my prompts to like make it not sound so like robot-y. Right. You know, it'll say like,
tool.
What's up?
It tells you it's a tool. Right. You still have to be creative. You have to prove it. You have to munu. I mean, I've used it and then changed the whole thing around.
It gets it down for me to where it like, where I'm like, oh, okay, now I know like my formatting of these five paragraphs I need, and then I just change it all.
You know, that's the next question, guys. Are you using ChatGPT or anything like this?
No.
Why wouldn't you?
Just for prompt ideas.
I mean, I put something in today during a meeting. I had a meeting today, I'll tell you afterwards, and I put in a few things in the ChatGPT. I'll show Nick. Yeah, right. He was out doing other things. And it came up with stuff that blew me away. It's something to do.
Even just write your story and then put it into ChatGPT and then tell it to expand on it. Don't use it. Just see what it has to say.
We're learning a lot. We're going to go on courses to it where it is the best tool. If they say it is the best tool since the iPhone, I do. I agree. A lot of this stuff is now mind changing.
Because it's
just
clearly,
not that you still need your brain. You still need your creativity. But you give it this and it... It just gives you so much. It just takes hours and hours and hours off.
You can even just give him the script.
You know,
you can give it the script and just say like, make it scarier.
You can even do it now with pictures.
You know, just make it scarier. Or
I'm just saying.
I'm excited for
things to change. Don't do it hard.
I just feel like when it's something like this, which is a creative thing, that I feel like it should be. Hours alone. Yeah.
But
like,
you are sounding old, brother. You're sounding
what I'm
old.
Saying is, I'm not totally like, you know, like against it. Like my wife, who's a like journalist as well, you know, Jennifer.
I didn't know what you were saying.
We actually met at Florida today, but she was working for some company last year. She was writing articles for this really high tech, you know, journey orchestration, journey mapping things on Amazon. And every time she got an assignment, she would ask ChatGPT to explain it to her in simple terms so that she could understand it, and then she could go interview people.
Sure.
Oh, I do that.
So
I do that.
You know, for something like that. But I mean, like this, I have, you know, five episodes, I call them, issues written. I have a list of 11 more ideas that I want to write. I'm sure he's got the same, you know, hopefully we never run out of ideas and stuff. But I think
you won't.
Creative process, I think it should be mankind, humankind, and not
See, but I think you're taking away what ChatGPT is, at least what I've learned is as a writer and as a person who does a lot of blogs, TV. I just did a Fox News show yesterday, and was it yesterday?
Yeah, you weren't part of their agenda, so I doubt it's going.
Well, because I didn't believe in what the
yeah, yeah. Story well, clearly was. They were like, they wanted well, a, could you
they
say
were
this?
Talking about arresting people. Man, for a pot
could
shit.
You say this and could you move her this way?
Oh, he knows how I am.
And he was like, no, no.
I tell him just like that, John.
Like, well, we might not air. He's like, okay, yeah. I don't care.
I don't give a shit. They'll call me. Big companies, and that's not.
I love them. They're always like, well, could you
and what do
move
I tell
it this
them?
Way a little?
Yeah.
Or this way a little? And he's like, no, I'll say it again if you need me to. Like, I'll say it again.
Man, well, we're flattening. I don't give a shit what you're doing. I'm not right. going to, you know, my integrity.
Me, this is my take on it, right?
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is my take. You like it or not. And I'll defend my take against anybody.
That's what was my favorite with the gambling show where they're like, well, could you say it like this? And you're like, no, but I will say it again if you need me to.
I kept saying, that's the one that just came out. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see that one.
Just came out, a big show.
It's on
Disney and, no, and HBO Max.
Where whoever hosts Discovery. So
Discovery Plus and HBO Max.
HBO Max, maybe.
Whatever. Whoever anyway, I'll show it to you. I'll send it to you.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's a dirty... I'm in another show coming out on VH1.
So this is your first one out? Or is this your is this your first comic one. Ever out?
Ever. Dropped. Yeah. Ever.
This yeah. is cool. your first delve yep. into this.
First ever,
and
yeah.
now on your Instagram and Facebook, do you guys have like art sketch updates or like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
that's cool. Yeah.
See? Updating the Instagram.
Go to this.
What is links. Your What is your favorite? We're going to put in a links, but what is it?
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Space Chimp Comics.
Space cool. Chimp yep. Comics.
Yeah.
Space Chimp
That's Comics. Easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah. And then our Kickstarter is up right now. We're doing pre-release.
Yeah.
That's all I see it. I didn't put it somewhere else.
And Nick, you know, you were just saying, what were you just saying? You were asking Dan something.
I love it. John, how's it feel getting old, John?
Where up? Who are you people?
Hold on. What was I just saying?
Where are you guys?
You guys want a water?
Yes.
I'll take a water. Yeah,
sure. What was I just saying?
Yeah, no, you were talking about the book.
Oh, yeah, like updates, like progress updates on Instagram.
The first thing I do every morning is check my email.
That's cool.
Because the artists that I deal with are overseas, so they're, yep. you know, yeah. like working while I'm sleeping. And I send him, you know, like photos right away. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, my God, look at this, what this guy's doing with this idea that I have. And
yeah.
it was just, it's like so exciting, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's cool.
Who
people
you
people love
web?
Watching progress on social media.
Because, you know, you could use Upwork for websites.
We're using Squarespace, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, there's a company out there called...
Oh, well, Upwork, not, yeah.
Upwork.
I'm actually dealing with...
India, it's usually India, where Pakistan and...
Egypt. No, Egypt. I'm sorry. Nigeria.
Yeah. Some of them are smart. Listen, like I used them for years.
Yep.
And you want to get little stuff done and stuff that you didn't know and you want to pay $50 or a... Bam, and they're good.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, this guy that I... that's how he wants to get paid is like through Upwork. But I mm-hmm. found him on some comic book illustrating yeah. site.
But he's still getting paid on Upwork?
That's weird.
If you use him longer, you talk to him.
Yeah.
And he'll make more money. You don't even have to worry about saying you'll save a few more bucks, but you'll get more direct.
Or he's just trying to get his Upwork status up.
Oh, yeah.
It's
maybe,
like a credit
yeah.
score on
yeah,
Upwork.
Yeah,
you know,
but
so.
Then I every one time I worked with them, afterwards I said, listen, I did two deals. And you want give me, text me. Or... You don't say something. Just I want to explain something, how it works. And then when you get them on a private text, you say, because they don't want to mess up that thing. Say, listen, we've been working together.
Right,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
You, I'll send you a check. And it's so much directer, clearer, not through anything. Hold your money, this.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. And it works good.
I was afraid that I was put on some FBI list last week because I had to wire money to Egypt, you know, and I'm thinking. And I
You tried, are on that list, yes, John. You know that.
I tried doing it through these, like, two websites that he was talking about. Oh, no, actually, it was online with, like, Western Union, and it like, wouldn't go through. So I actually had to go to Publix.
Yeah, they don't have, like, PayPal and stuff over there.
No. World Remit Cash is App. The one and, that a lot of the African artists like to use.
Yeah, World Remit.
Which one?
It's called World Remit.
Mm, yeah. I don't know that one. I mean, I again, I would use Canada. Even with Canada, there was such a fee. Remember, I used to have to send him a, I used to send him a check.
Well, that wasn't just Canada. That was like Zelle's fee and Cash App's fees.
Well, yeah, whatever the fees over country was so much. I used to take a picture, well, no, make a check out, take a picture, both sides, send it to him. He deposited it.
That wasn't an overseas thing. That was like a
over the country. It was
no, that was like an overnight thing that he. Like, if you try to Zelle me or Cash App me money and I try to accept it right now and it's like $4,000, they're going to take like $300 of that. Mm.
What?
It's called instant fees. You know, if you want your money right now.
No, it says right there, no, it's free.
Yeah, it's free if you want to wait 4 to 5 days. Mm. It's free. Or if you want your money now.
I don't think with Zelle, because I use Zelle all the time.
And Nick, it's family and friends. It says it's free or something. And
you were trying to Cash App him, and it was, he was like,
Cash App maybe, but I know Zelle didn't, because I use Zelle from my bank, and then Cash App, what's the other one?
Venmo.
Another one they don't charge.
No, Venmo charges.
If you want to instantly deposit it usually does charge a little
bit.
If not, it's a day.
Right.
Yeah, it's like 3 days, yeah.
Well, it's well, some people
need
days,
their money now. I need my money. It's my money, and I need it now. Yeah, I'm paying it.
Okay.
I'm paying the fee.
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy today than it was books. When I was a kid. Yeah.
Favorite comic books of all time?
Yeah. What's your favorite
comic? That isn't yours.
Favorite comic book of all time, man.
Series. It could be a series.
I love Alan Moore's Miracle Man. There's a book called Preacher by an Irish writer.
See, you guys are deep into the comic books. I stop at Marvel and DC.
Marvel, I love Spider-Man, Silver Surfer.
Yeah. But what was the first one?
It's called Miracle Man by Alan Moore.
Okay.
It's an awesome book from the 80s. Yeah, it's great.
Are they still out?
No.
Is it like Supernatural?
He's a superhero. He's kind of like Shazam, how he has a magic word.
That's cool.
That he utters and he turns into a superhero. But he's like a 50-year-old guy and he's kind of in like a loveless marriage. He's a loser.
Oh, that's me.
And he's forgotten his magic words. He's forgotten his words.
Did you forget your magic word? Your safe word? Cool.
I forgot it.
You forgot your safe word?
I love that.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
And Spider-Man, what Spider-Man did you like?
I grew up in the era where it was like the black suit with Venom and Carnage and all those guys, you know, in the 90s.
Is that you, Nick? Did you like
Yeah.
And I'm the old school Spider-Man, so I, you know, in the like 70s. And what I loved about him was that Peter Parker was a regular kid just like me. He had acne problems. He didn't worry about the girls, you know, talking to girls at school. He had homework that he had to juggle with.
Yeah.
And still he's out there just kicking ass and, you know, like saving people. And I just love
that. He's getting shit on the streets and in his normal life.
Right. And I didn't get into that. Only Batman. And Superman was mine.
Now, I loved Batman also because he has no superpowers.
Is it the show or the comics?
Well, I always watched the old Adam West show when I was a kid. It was really corny and cheesy.
Yeah, that's great.
But then when Dan was little...
Yeah.
Still do.
Oh,
When Dan was little, the animated series came out.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to watch it every Sunday night when it came on. Which and that was one productions. And oh, man, it was so great.
Your kid watched it too.
Who?
Junior watched it too.
My son?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Same era. Yeah, he definitely, Junior was watching the Batman animated
series.
Yeah, and
so that got me back into like Batman. And then I realized this guy has no powers. He's just a great detective. Mm-hmm. He's an acrobat, a gymnast, whatever. He can fight, and a boxer.
And he's rich with all his technology.
Yeah, exactly. He's rich as hell.
As a kid, I hated him. I hated him and Superman. As a kid, I just couldn't stand those guys. I couldn't stand
it. I always hated Superman.
I don't know. I think they were too dark and too slow for me.
Okay.
But like
Superman?
Turning like 21, I got into the comic books of like the Gotham comic books. And I was like, oh, wow, this is slow and horrific. I love this. This is great. This is like a twist. And then I really got into Injustice, series. And then I was like, okay, DC's pretty cool.
Superman, you know, like you said, that's what always pissed me off about the movies, the new movies. You know, Superman versus Batman. Batman would get crushed.
No, he doesn't know.
Day and
he
just tomorrow that they can beat Superman. I don't give a shit.
He doesn't know, guys.
Well, if he uses
he doesn't know,
a
guys.
Kryptonite laced arrow or something or some
any type of magic.
That was such BS. You watch that movie.
If he gets anyone with magic on his team,
Of course,
Superman's
done. It's based
done.
On a comic though from the '80s.
Yes, and it's bullshit.
See, I don't like Superman because
I hate him. He's a cheater.
An alien.
He's a cheater.
you know, on his planet, he's nobody. Cheater.
Yeah, exactly.
On his planet, everybody kicks his ass.
Yeah.
What planet? You know? There's no planet.
Well,
no. Yeah, it's been gone.
If it hadn't blown up, you know, hypothetically.
But that's what makes Superman so great is that he's not from our world, and yet he chooses
to be good.
Well, I mean, I get it. If
Dan, I really okay, as guys, a criminal. If he, they're the criminals.
He's using his white privilege on this planet, being like, no, I bet you he would not be as cool if he was like some mutilated, ugly alien. He wouldn't be like so nice, guys.
I don't know, if he did good things.
Listen, no,
Superman
people.
It didn't. Protects people,
no, you come to
people.
Earth. You're coming to Earth.
I don't think we know everything about Superman. I think he must have some dark secret. Like,
wait, Spider-Man?
A, like,
let me
shoe
get
fetish
that.
Or something.
Yeah. All right, get off something weird.
Some,
you know,
he's got some weird fetishes. Yeah, I agree with that one. Yeah.
All right, guys, this is bullshit.
That is for sure.
We're going to commercial.
Spider-Man probably has some weird fetishes.
Oh, he does. How come he don't get older?
He's still in high school.
Yeah. Kids in high school. He must be stupid.
He must be dumb.
He must be dumb. He can't graduate.
Your eighth year of college. Yeah.
I mean, everyone. He's still
he's
Peter
not
Parker
dumb.
With
he's
his
just,
little friends.
He's just busy. Okay, so he keeps failing.
You don't grow. You don't get bigger. You know, he's not strong.
He has to hold
but
his punches.
He's got superpowers, I guess.
He can't have kids, so
he's got a hard life. He can't have kids. He's got to hold the back on his punches.
You what?
The kid's got it. Spider-Man can't have kids.
Yeah.
He's radioactive.
And it's because he knows that with great power
comes great responsibility.
Of pulling out.
So, okay, guy. Okay, let me go. So, this is the first episode. Can people buy it? When will this expect it to be on for sale?
It's available for purchase now. I actually made a couple sales last week.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yeah.
And just by word of mouth?
Yeah, we have it listed on social media. You can DM us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and we'll hook you up.
And one store
and a website is coming, guys.
Yes,
right?
you guys should try.
Yeah, the website is being built. Also, you can buy it at Famous Faces and Funnies local comic book store in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't even know they had it. That's remember I asked that.
We'll have to go.
Let's go there.
It's at the corner of 192 and Wickham.
What's it called? One more time.
Oh, I know.
It's called Famous Faces.
Is it where the Hunami place is? I mean, in that, there's a little diner in the corner.
I haven't been in a comic book shop
right
in
the middle,
3 years.
Where the old theater used to be.
I want
to
go.
Great store. They have a really cool collection.
Do they have old stuff?
Yes.
Do you guys know who Comic Storian is? He's a YouTuber.
No.
You guys should look him up and start doing that genre of video for your guys' comics.
Yeah.
Basically what he does, since he doesn't own the rights, you guys don't have to do it this way, but since he doesn't own the rights, he blurs out the bubble text and he uses the image and he kind of makes it move slowly, like in or out, or so there's some type of movement, and then he reiterates what the page is about. So every page he goes through and he tells the story.
Does he take other people's comics?
Yeah, he takes DC, Marvel, third party.
He's reading at the time.
Yeah, he just reads it and he does series.
And it's not copyright because he's moving in and out like we talked about.
He takes all the script text out and then he does it in his own words so they can't do anything about it.
Interesting,
Wow, that's actually cool.
I would look into
it. You want him to do you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm saying
honor.
You guys do
we can
you.
Do it. Yeah.
You guys do you.
He's right. Why? Yeah, you
it's
know.
That's a bad idea, yeah.
That's what I'm
saying.
Listen, if you're not all
don't
over
have
social
him do
media,
you.
You're
I just go look him up and then see how it's structured and everything.
Yeah, definitely.
He's been doing it for years, and he's the reason I actually got into reading comic books, because as a kid, I just had him. And then when I got into high school and everything, I found his channel. I was like, I'm going to go actually read all of my comic books now.
Really? So you used to get them?
Yeah, as a kid, I just used to get them. And then look at the pictures.
I think
I was
the same way as a kid,
I didn't start actually reading my comic books until high school.
Right.
Yeah.
John, we come from a dear era. He says, Larry, you're the only one I know who goes to a grocery store and reads the ingredients and reads
He's like
that.
Shampoo bottles. I'm like, why did I even
I just
come
read
here?
Shampoo? What for? Yeah.
Shampoo. whatever they're called.
I don't have hair.
Like soap boxes.
I mean, I just would read.
Toothpaste. You switch your toothpaste every time. just stick to a toothpaste and don't read the back of the box.
I want to see toothpaste. It has charcoal in it.
Yeah.
I really like it, but when you spit, it's
black.
Like a whole black crap.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's good for you.
I don't know.
Charcoal was a big trend 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. So, okay. Now, are you guys going to. I don't know. I mean, You gonna have some merch and stuff on your website?
Yeah, I would buy a hoodie with a chimp.
I mean,
on it.
I would love a hoodie with that.
With a space.
We have like stickers. Okay. Sorry, we're gonna have also T-shirts and coffee mugs and maybe some hoodies.
Yeah. Hoodies. I mean, you'd think with Florida not hoodies, but a lot of people like hoodies.
Oh, my daughter wears hoodies all the time. It's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. My daughter down South Florida, Miami Lakes. Hoodie all the time.
Well, this right now, this weather's great. I'm like, oh, I get to wear a hoodie. This is cool. Yeah.
Space Jam Comics hoodie. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
when we're on again in the future, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
We will return with some Space Jam hoodies and swag for you guys.
Oh, yeah. And now we're going to give two of these away, correct?
Yes.
So how are we going to do this? How would you guys want to do it? Any
suggestions? Go comment like your favorite comic, I guess, and follow their Facebook page. Or Instagram page, whichever one you want to win it on, right?
Right.
And then comment.
Whatever you think.
You have to comment your name in the comments. So,
and
I'll check. I'm going to check to see if you guys are following.
And
if you're not following, you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to go follow their page, which is linked in the description below. Follow their page. Comment in the comments below your favorite comic book.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is.
No, just your favorite comic book and your Instagram or Facebook name.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think that's pretty simple.
But then how are you going to give it?
I'll just do a random spin, you know.
We could usually when I do those, I make them a real deal with a spinner and a whole
We could do live. We'll go live.
We could do live. We come back and do one maybe.
People who fake giveaways now are just, I don't think people do that anymore.
Right.
That's like an old school YouTube thing to do. You get caught really fast with these guys nowadays, you know?
CoffeeZilla will be at your door. You guys don't know. Do you know the internet well?
If you follow us on Instagram, please let us know that you saw us on the Larry Lawton Show, on The Real Deal.
Yeah.
So that we know.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, we're going to do that. We're going to put it up, and I'm going to put it in there, and I'm going to put it on my community page as well. I love this because I love doing people. And if it can get young people into even reading or something like that, I love that.
I'm trying to get him to play the new Spider-Man game.
I am going to do it.
I want him to swing around New York.
It's a blast.
Xbox One.
Oh, you've done it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have it?
I haven't played the second one yet.
I haven't played the second one yet either. I played the first one and then the Miles Morales game. Yeah, they're fun.
Maybe I'll just say screw it and go get my PlayStation and bring it over here.
No, I'll go buy.
Okay, yeah. You heard it, guys. He'll go buy a PlayStation 5.
You should do that.
I will. We need to buy one anyway.
You should do like an episode of just, you know, us watching him.
Yeah, swing around New York.
Oh.
What's the last video game that you played?
GTA.
GTA.
Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, okay. All right.
He can drive. He can swing.
I can drive and fly.
I'm thinking swing. Pong. I'm thinking like pre-prison.
Totally Pong. That's all I knew. I said Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't know.
He can drive a car in GTA. He'll be able to swing.
Okay.
Right. I taught my girlfriend how to swing around New York, so.
Listen, I want to do that because I do want to. He says, you can go anywhere. I go, what do you mean? I can go to my Bronx. I can go to my neighborhood. He goes, yeah, you can go to your neighborhood.
The Bronx is in number two, and so is Brooklyn. I think all.
Yeah.
I think there's four boroughs. Boroughs? How do you?
Yeah,
say
yeah. Yeah, probably. Boroughs, I'm sure it's Queens, Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
His web doesn't go that far.
Too many mobsters on Staten
there's
Island.
One of them.
Right? Too many mobsters on Staten Island.
Yeah, now we all moved.
Yeah.
The Guinea gangplank over the Verrazano Bridge. Remember? That's exactly what happened.
I think I have to use the bathroom, Larry.
Absolutely. Go ahead. I'm going to talk to your son. Yeah, this is live. We love that. That's why it's called The Real Deal. You see the sign?
Okay.
It's because no matter what happens, right
there. Perfect.
He knows where to go. No matter what happens, we run it.
Right on. Okay.
My mother can come in here. We used to get the mailman to walk in here.
So we're getting you, we're going to play some
Spider-Man. He's really wanting to get
You're
this
going live there. Now. And Spider-Man's not like GTA. You can actually go live with that. You can go live playing Spider-Man. GTA, we don't have enough download or upload speed.
You know why not? Because maybe we do.
No, okay, we could try again. But remember all the other times it just went terrible. To shit.
Do you know where you live, Dan? Do you guys have high speed internet?
Yeah. If you want to call it that, sure.
No. What I'm getting at, you don't have fiber optic?
It's Spectrum, whatever they use over there in Melbourne.
You don't have Spy, or you have the option to get
it? Spectrum. I'm not sure what they use for
I doubt if you don't know you have fiber, you probably don't have fiber.
Yeah, we live in a condo, so whatever they use over there in the condo.
Well, I was just thinking that maybe you just didn't buy that, you know, fiber optic, you know. I don't know. Because I've been trying to buy, or when I get a place and do whatever, our internet speed is terrible. And as content creators, when you make videos and you have to upload and it is unbelievably difficult.
I bet.
And it's a hamper. It's a big matter of fact. I'm gonna be looking again at Starlink.
Okay.
Not for the house, for the RV.
Oh, really? Okay. You know?
We definitely really need to look into that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Everyone's using it.
Everyone's using it. It seems like it must be working. I don't know what speeds there are.
I do.
You know what upload speed?
He had 36 upload speed.
Oh, you're right. No, 21.
See, I know it was 10 times more than we have here.
I don't know. John, you don't know if you have Wi-Fi where you live?
Well, no, fiber optics.
Fiber optics. Not
Wi-Fi. Yes, I do.
Yeah. You have fiber optics.
Yeah.
Look how confident he is. Look, he knows he's shit.
We had to change over, yeah.
You guys don't live together.
Yep.
And it's
you live near each other?
It's great.
He lives over the causeway, maybe 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
And you live on this side?
Yeah.
What do you, just where around?
Melbourne, over by the bowling alley over there.
Derry Road? Oh, Melbourne, or near the racetrack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Croton Road, all back there.
Yeah, we're over there in that area. Yeah.
We're near the vet hospital, first vet hospital. There's a vet hospital right next to the bowling alley.
By the Aloha?
Yes.
Right across from the racetrack, where the horse track is, the betting.
Okay.
Pretty close to Walmart over there, right?
There's a Walmart right around the corner.
All right. Yeah. Is that on Beachside?
No, his I'm father, beachside, John, yeah. lives beachside.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I don't know.
You
I'm
live
at,
over
so.
On the.
Yeah, I'm a mainlander.
I'm surprised. I used to live over in the Cristal condominiums, right across from the Lowe's on A1A. Where you live, Satellite Beach.
Okay.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right across from that, there used to be a lot of different. There's a good breakfast place there.
Yep.
And right across on those condos. I loved it there. And obviously, you know, the owner wanted it back and sold it. You know, but because I was renting it, and I lived on the first floor. I don't want to live where I'm up and down with groceries or any of that shit.
Yeah.
You know, I've become so like, I don't know, you know, New York, we're used to stairs and here and this shit. I'm so back up to the door. Oh, it's not too, if I could back it through the wall, I think I would.
I took my wife and my daughter, our youngest daughter, to New York in 2022 to go see some Broadway plays because they had never been, and like they couldn't believe how much walking we had to do. You know, like you walk to the theater, you walk to the restaurant, and you know, here in Florida you don't, you know, you like drive everywhere. So
Nick and I had to go there for business. I shot a TV show in Connecticut, so
that's a lot of walking you did.
We went,
and that was a lot of walking for me too. I was like,
we took the train from Connecticut into the 34th. Yep. Got up through, you know, through the tunnels, Grand Central, and we're up, and Nick is like, oh, my God. You know, you see the Empire State Building. We went there. We went on. We did the highest podcast of anybody ever. Was it a podcast? A live show, was it?
Live show. Yeah,
we did a live show on 102nd floor of the world of the Empire State Building.
That's cool.
It was pretty cool. And we did that, and that's how we met that guy. It was really hooked us up with some stuff. And then we walked from there, which is 34th and 3rd or 4th, whatever it is. We walked all the way to Times Square, or the 50th and 7th
and Broadway,
Broadway right. 7th. And Nick goes, wow, this is, but it was so cool because, you know, you don't feel like you're walking for some reason.
Right.
I don't,
until you're done at the end of the day and you're like, oh
man, then you're beat. But it's such a, you know, it's so much action going on. You're stopping in the street, watching street guys dance and jump and all, you know, Times Square is amazing.
Well, so I stayed in Times Square because I wanted my wife to have the full New York on
steroids.
Where'd
you stay? To Marriott?
At the Sheraton, at the big Sheraton right there.
Okay. Yeah, I stayed at the Marriott right there too, yeah.
And my wife is so innocent and like gullible. She's like taking things from people on the street.
Oh, no.
And then like they want money from her. And I'm like, honey, no.
You got to literally push them.
Yeah, no.
You have to drop. And then when they put it in your hand, you just got to drop it.
Right,
like,
right.
No, exactly. Do not put things in my hand.
It's funny,
I learned that on the Strip of LA.
My girl, Teresa, I don't know if you remember her. Teresa, anyway. So I pick her up and we're going to New York, same thing. So we have our luggage because we were going to Fire Island somewhere. I don't know which one we were doing, from an airport to go wherever. She gets out of the Grand Central. We're going to walk up the street to a hotel. She's got her bag, John, over her back. It's opened over here.
Oh.
And she's pulling the bag. And I just looked at her and I go, you know, if I wasn't here, you'd get to the hotel and there'd be nothing in your bag. Literally nothing in your bag. She goes, why? Look at it. I mean, these people will cut the bottom out of that thing, and you put it in front of you. Don't you know how to walk around it? No, of course, she's from Iowa. I mean, does not know, you know. Nick pretty much knew, but he's funny. He kept going to me. Oh, I know where this
I've
is.
Been I've been in New here. York since I was a kid, guys. Come on.
All too stupid.
I've played every Spider-Man game there's ever been made. Come on.
And he's right. He was right.
I know the layout.
Where's the Daily Bugle building?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
He literally said, it was amazing. He goes, oh, I
was like, I know over here to your right, if you want to know. Is Doctor Strange
only on this stuff?
Right, that's awesome.
Oh man, wow, this is going. Jesus, ooh, man,
we I was like, Wolverine actually jumped down on me right over there. I had to fight him.
All right, so let me just get back to this job before we do go. So, as of we're gonna run that thing, guys. Stay tuned to how we're gonna do this raffle. We'll tell people that.
Well, don't stay tuned. I explained it.
Well, right? Well, or I'm gonna stay also tuned, put I it guess. On. Okay. I'm gonna put it on my YouTube.
Yeah.
I want to put it on my community page and just give a link to where to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, okay. All that kind of stuff. Okay.
And this way, I think that'll be good. Also, they can get this on a site called...
Now, they don't have to be in the live to win, do
no,
they?
No, of course not. Okay. But it's Space Chimp Comics.
Right, if you just message us on Instagram or like Facebook right now, we will get one to you. And the website will be coming up. It's like 98% done. SpaceChimpComics.com.
I've been learning a website.
SpaceChimpComics.com.
Yeah, websites are a hassle.
And if you follow our Kickstarter also, the next issue is up right now. It's Kickstarter.com. Just search Tales from Toxic Pond, and you can follow along with the new campaign.
Tales from Toxic
now,
Pond?
Now, is Kickstarter kind of... No, okay. No, I know what Kickstarter
They're still
is.
Around, right?
It's kind of like a Patreon, but...
No, Kickstarter is when you raise funds, right?
Yeah, it's like a GoFundMe sort of thing.
Crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding. Yeah. Crowdfunding. Yeah,
okay. Right.
What's there another one, right?
Indiegogo is another one.
There we go.
Yeah.
There's an Indiegogo. It's even another one. That was
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
Oh, GoFundMe.
Yeah, GoFundMe. Yeah. Yeah.
GoFundMe, Kickstarter.
Oh, Morty needs a GoFundMe. Who? Link in the description, guys.
Oh, Morty? Yeah, no. Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
The
No, I'm not. It's in the description.
No, it's not. He's just joking. But he is an expensive dog this month.
Yeah, it is.
But no, he's our mascot. So you guys can follow them on there. We're going to put the links to all that stuff in, awesome. In your stuff. And I just want to see... I can't wait to read this now.
Do you have one more? You said you had three covers?
There's three covers, yeah.
I'm scared I'm going to be done with it in like 30 minutes.
And that was the thing as a kid? Being like, shit.
Yeah.
I need 10 more cents. Right. I need another
love
one.
Yeah. When the book, you know, I usually like a good book, I'll be here and go, all right. And then I'll go do something because I want to go back to it.
Right.
And I did that in prison. I was reading a book a day, literally a 300 page book a day.
Wow.
There's this black girl on TikTok who's going extremely viral right now because she just started Harry Potter. So she's been reading all the Harry Potter series. And
she's just reading them.
She's reading them. Yeah, she's got her own little book club now. She's making some good money with a book club.
Oh, wow.
But she's never read them read them before. And she's a crier. So she just gets on live and just starts crying about what she just read. Like, oh, Snape, blah, 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 blah. And she just gets on.
I read all the Harry Potter in prison.
Crying. Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
I did.
Did you spend $10,000 on the set?
No, people would send me the books. I'm sure they didn't.
I guess you're not.
I read all of Clive Cussler and Dan Brown.
You don't get it.
The Dan Brown books are fun. Yeah,
that was a David joke.
Oh my brother.
Jokes are funny.
No, I just was a reader. One of the best series anybody ever wants to read a series called W.E.B. Griffin. He did the Brotherhood of War, and
I've heard of them.
The Marines. Yeah. Each one, like they had one called the Lieutenants. The JGs, are right up, they're unbelievable. I can remember books, that I remember the characters in those books, and you follow them all the way through to generals, and they're based on history.
Oh, okay.
Which I love when things are based on real history like that, because I love history. But, you've read, Clive Cussler, Dirk Pitt,
I read some of those in high school. Those were fun.
Yeah, Giordano, the guy, his sidekick and stuff. Yeah, they're still out. Those guys are still going strong.
Okay. Is he still writing books?
Yeah, he just came out with another one.
Wow.
Laura, my friend, told me about it, and I got to get it. And my thing is, I end up finding I'm reading all business stuff. And, that's good. John, we read so much crap that we sometimes I want to go home and just watch YouTube or watch
watch TV. Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, and just put my brain to sleep for a minute.
Well, that's smoke what we're hoping that these good. Comics are an escape for people. You know, you work hard all day.
You're smoke a joint and go read a comic.
Exactly.
Exactly. Have an edible
and, you know, like, go read a comic.
I have a medical license.
Eat an edible. Go read a comic. Eat an edible.
Well, I have those. Good night. I have the chocolates every
day. Good night.
Oh, me?
It's electric.
Yeah, it's electric.
It's electric.
Shane Gillis. You guys know who Shane Gillis is?
No. Oh,
come on, man. We got to introduce him to him. And Mickey and the stuff, the crew. But anyway, guys, anything last to say to everybody?
Just, you know, like, please follow us and support us. We are a local company here, you know.
Yeah, right. In Melbourne. Right out of Central Florida.
Exactly.
And man, I love creating. This is, I thought you opened a comic store. That's what I thought.
Right, right.
And this is better. I mean,
you thought it was like they were distributing comics. But
yeah, I thought they like opened a comic store. They had a bunch of comics and they went open a store. That's why I kept saying, you know, there's not many stores. And now you told me one. I'm going to go there and look there. Nick, we're going to go there. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to take a ride.
Before we go to the cigar thing. Don't you have a cigar thing tonight? Or is it tomorrow?
Oh, it's tomorrow night.
Oh, cool. Cool. I thought I had to go somewhere here in 30 minutes.
No. No.
Oh, that made my night way better.
You got work or something. I don't.
Cool.
No, we got a bunch of stuff, and then I got a, I got
an
event.
A few videos
I'm speaking
you have
at an event.
Film.
What?
I think there's a few videos you have to film that you didn't finish.
I don't know. I did three yesterday, but and also I did. I got a speaking engagement at the cigar shop.
Oh, nice.
For women.
Oh, wow.
There's a women's club over there, and they asked me to go there.
Get your lawyers ready.
Get your lawyers ready. Not really, Nick. I'm the one that's going to be talking like a lawyer there, because you know, got to be careful. You know, today's world. You know,
that's why I said, get your lawyers ready. That was the joke.
Dan, so you're where do you see this place? I always like to ask people, usually when they're on, where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years, and 20 years?
For you? Man.
You're 33. You're 33. Young. You're ambitious. You're a Mets fan. You hope the Mets win this
eventually. Yeah, I'd like to see a championship in my lifetime. You know, I'm married. My wife is super supportive of
the Mets.
Not the Mets. Liverpool. My other love. Liverpool soccer.
Oh, okay.
No, she's totally supportive of the comics and stuff like that.
That's great.
Yeah, I would love to have a bunch of stories under our belt. I'd love to, you know, start a family and
5 years.
Yeah,
that's your goal.
Yeah,
and 10 years.
A little more of the same, just 5 years further down the road.
Okay. John?
He gets mad at me because I say, I'm just putting this out there, okay? A lot of the crap on like Netflix and Hulu, these like anthology stories that are supposed to be like, you know, like The Twilight Zone, they suck. And I feel like our stories are so much better. I feel like somebody's going to read one of our stories and are going to buy them for Netflix to create a series.
Oh, that's cool.
That can absolutely.
Like
I'm just putting that out there. That's like my goal. That. Like in like 10 years, I want us to have sold the rights to one of the of the titles. Whatever.
Want a series?
Like
yeah, sure,
and,
sure.
And do a series.
That can totally happen.
That's cool.
I mean, I've known that. I've been offered money for mine already.
And when they do a film about us and the creation of this, I want Javier Bardem to play me. Yeah.
I always wanted somebody like, you know, Tom Cruise or some shit. He is the same age as me. He's born in 61. He just looks young, the fuck. But
I'm dreaming big, so.
No, that's not actually that. John, that is more realistic than people think.
Yeah, write their own stuff. They gobble it, right. They buy it.
What I tell people all the time, and a lot of people in the industry, and I'm around a lot of people in the movie and TV industry all the time. Content, content, content. Yep. You know it. Yep. It's king. There's more and more platforms, so they need more and more content. What you're seeing happen is the cable industry's blowing up down. Nobody gives a fuck about cable. It's all streaming platforms. And all the cable companies that are hanging in there also have now streaming platforms,
right.
Whether it's Paramount.
You're going to keep going? ABC. I got to go to the bathroom. You want to keep this going for 10 more minutes?
Shut up.
No, I'm just saying you can keep going. I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh,
I'm
no,
not saying rush off.
Will you make it another minute?
No, I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay,
just
go to
talking.
Yeah.
You're clearly just keep yeah. talking. Keep going.
He had to really pee. He had to go. We're gonna put a cup under there. See, I'm the only one with a bladder.
Get a catheter for him. Yeah.
No, but what? I talk to a lot of big executives about this, and I get offered a lot of deals, and I'm very particular at this point in my life. You know, I taking care of moms. I really can't move. And I'm not ever not going to. You know, I told you that before, John. I'll never, because she was there for my whole life. You know, good, bad, and indifference. And that's the way we are from New York.
Yeah.
And now I deal with a guy from 60 Minutes. He's one of my best friends. His wife is Lisa Casseri Hewitt, Don Hewitt's daughter, who founded 60 Minutes. They're very good friends. And I go up to the Fire Island home all the time. You know, they have a home there, and we go hang out. I just talked to him yesterday. And he owns the biggest one of the biggest camera companies. He does all the shooting for Leslie Stahl in 2020, 60 contracts with BMW Trax. And great guy. He comes here all the time, and these guys. And they always say, Larry, just, you know, you're sitting on it. Whenever you want to blast it off, just let it go. Meaning, you know, because it's content. Everything is content today.
Everybody's looking for it. Everybody's looking for content. So.
They need it. There's more and more people. There's more and more platforms. And good content is king. Content is king.
Yep.
And it's not easy. You guys know that as writers. You know, whatever inspires people. Like, I'm a writer, so I have three books now and a bestseller. So when you start thinking, things hit me. Like, I'm a video. I create videos every day. I did three yesterday on prison stuff and stuff I read. Something will catch you and jump on it. You know, I'm sure guys as writers, I can't wait to read it. I'm going to read this tonight. This is something that I can just hang out and read. You know, this is not a deep thought.
Right.
You know, I like that. Because what happens, I read a page, and then I really look at the pictures and stuff, and then, oh, shit, and then it kind of like hits me a little better. But you're going to have inspiration to keep coming, like you said. Mm-hmm. And I always think you do, because I think it's in us somewhere. You know, from our childhood, John, you talk about the buses or hitching buses during summertime, winter, behind a bus, hanging onto the bus.
On the snow, on the ice.
On the snow and sliding on your feet. You remember that?
Yeah.
Kids get killed.
I would never do it, but all of my friends did it. But like, my dad said that.
You'll get killed.
He knew somebody that, you know, went under the wheel and got killed. So I just never.
Yeah, I did it. My father told me that, and I still did it. But, you know, yourself too, you know, especially your job. And you know, what you do for a living has a lot to do with you could come up with some great, maybe that's why the toxic thing come up there.
Yeah.
You know, sure. I was just thinking why you said that. Now I'm thinking, you know. Yeah,
absolutely.
And now, I mean, can you imagine just going to a place and seeing a big monitor lizard coming out of one, you know, all of a sudden that's a monster thing. Guy's working on something. And before you know it, and the monitor lizard talks to him some shit, crazy crap, or whatever. I'm saying,
I can tell. Look at my brain, creative.
Yeah, my brain gets creative brains.
Let's keep going. Right. Sure. Yeah.
There's a lot of people who just are stuck on. Boom, boom, boom. I'm not. I'm always. They always say we're crazy. We're all over the place, and that is the truth. You know, you're a little more structured, John. You're a real writer. I call him a real writer. People read him.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway. Anything else besides putting all your stuff in our contacts? What do you have to say? Anything yet?
No, just follow us on social media and check out the Kickstarter for the next book. If you missed out on issue one, we're selling issue one along with issue two on Kickstarter, Tales from Toxic Pond.
Now, you sell them on Kickstarter? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so what happens is that people will pledge, you know, like a certain amount of money, and we have tiers listed. So if you want to give $25, you get this, and this for that $25.
Oh, okay, that's great.
Yeah,
there are like exclusive rewards that are only available if you back the Kickstarter, basically. And that helps us fund the printing of the book and get it on shelves and stuff like that.
Yeah. I like that. I get that. Okay, that's pretty good. That's a good birthday gift to someone.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it, as a birthday gift. And they're out and ready to go, so if I did it.
They're ready to go, yeah.
Well, if you go to Kickstarter but do something, it's going to go out within a week.
Well, so the second issue is going to be live soon. So once it's a 30-day campaign on Kickstarter. Once that's done.
When did it start?
It starts on March 1st.
We're starting on March 1st.
Oh, it starts on March. Okay, good, good.
On the Kickstarter right now is a like pre-launch, you know, like you could sign up
for alerts to be notified
when it's live.
Oh, okay, good. So just go to Kickstarter and look up Tales from the Toxic Pond.
Exactly. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, I like that. All right, I hope everybody got that. I want to thank you guys again. I had a lot of fun today.
I did too, Larry. And thank you for having us on the show.
Anytime, John. You know that. I like coming on you. We'll have you on again about some of the updates and stuff like that.
Sure. Because
people do want to hear about that. Nick, anything? Mr. Comic Book?
No, I'm ready. Well, I'm not ready. I'm ready, you know.
He don't know what he's ready
for. More comics, really.
He's ready for more comics.
Ready for more comics.
He's going to be talking to me about comics. I know what's going to happen. I guarantee it. It's going to be one of these things that we read, and then he's going to say, oh, he could have did that. Oh, no, he could have did that. You know, that's just the way it is. All right, Nick, let's rock this house, and let's see what's going
on. See ya.
All right, everybody, have a great day. Please stay safe, make good choices. See you Monday.
It's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry